You're listening to SBS News.
The deadly eruption of the volcano on White Island poses questions about why tourists were granted access. It's an issue already acknowledged at the highest levels of power in New Zealand, starting with Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern.
We know too there will be bigger questions in relation to this event. These questions must be asked and they must be answered. But our focus now is on discharging our duty of care to those affected, and that is also the focus of police.
These concerns are not new. Regulations surrounding so-called adventure tourism, that is, tourist travel to potentially dangerous locations, were tightened in New Zealand after a helicopter crash at Fox Glacier in 2015 that killed six tourists. Trudy works as a wholesale travel agent in New Zealand. She says the regulations mainly require people to sign paperwork to acknowledge that they are aware of the risk they are taking when travelling to a place like White Island.
We would produce documentation that is sent to us through the supplier. So we basically just put the itineraries together, and if there's terms and conditions, then they go along with the itinerary. Once they get to their activity, then the people that are in charge of that activity take control, and then they put the paperwork together and make sure that everybody's aware of what the risks are.
Trudy says these regulations don't necessarily stop many people from taking the chance. Tourism is one of New Zealand's main industries. It directly contributed more than $12 billion to New Zealand's gross domestic product in 2016. That's more than 5% of New Zealand's gross domestic product. Tourism generated the equivalent of 188,000 full-time jobs. That's 7.5% of New Zealand's workforce. And nearly 45% of tourists to New Zealand are from Australia. The risk of travelling to White Island, if something goes wrong, is greater than most. People on White Island at the time of the eruption have ingested volcanic ash and gases, causing significant injuries. Some who have survived this latest eruption and are in hospital have suffered burns to their internal organs. The confirmed death toll is 6, and another 8 people are presumed to be dead because they could not escape the island. And post-eruption conditions are so dangerous, authorities can't yet even access the island to repatriate the bodies of those who have died. Even when those bodies are able to be retrieved, authorities say there will be major problems identifying them. But having seen White Island as both a tourist and from a business perspective, Trudy says the beauty of nature is worth its potential terror.
I just sold so many packages out to White Island after I'd done it, because that was just such an amazing journey. And just the trip out, because of the Mother Nature and seeing whales and dolphins and all of that as well, it's quite spectacular. So yeah, I was all over it, like loved it.
Sunila Wasti, SBS News.